Good morning, it's Wednesday the 8th of October. I'm Sasha Keogh with today's news, sports and weather. Starting with national news, if elections were held this Sunday, the CSV would lose four seats, dropping from 21 to 17, according to the latest ILRES poll for RTL and the Luxembourger Vot. The DP holds steady at 14 seats, leaving the coalition with just 31. The LSAP and ADR would each gain two seats, the Greens would add one, Pirates would lose one, and the left remains unchanged. Meanwhile, 63% of respondents say pension reform should not proceed without union and employer agreement. Prime Minister Luke Frieden called the poll a post-social round snapshot, disappointing but not surprising. The 2026 state budget will be tabled in the chamber this morning at 9 a.m. Finance Minister Gilles Roth will present the draft for next year's finances, with the CSV MP Maurice Bauer serving as budget rapporteur. The AMMD, Luxembourg's Medical and Dental Association, is holding an extraordinary meeting tonight. Members are set to vote on whether to withdraw from the agreement with the National Health Insurance Fund, the CNS, following failed talks on a new wage agreement. The dispute will also be discussed in the Chamber's Health Committee tomorrow. In other news, Middle East peace talks continue today in Egypt, with senior officials from the US and Turkey, as well as Qatar's Prime Minister, expected to join. The goal is to back indirect Hamas-Israel talks with a US peace plan, pushing for hostage releases and a ceasefire. Key disputes include Hamas disarmament and an Israeli withdrawal from Gaza. A new record for gold prices. For the first time, an ounce is trading at over $4,000. The surge is driven by expectations for US interest rate cuts, geopolitical tensions, and President Trump's financial policies. A building under renovation has collapsed in central Madrid, killing two construction workers and leaving two others missing. The cause remains unclear. And the Nobel Prize in Chemistry will be announced in Stockholm today. Two projects in energy storage are seen as top contenders. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. Starting with tennis, and Novak Djokovic battled past injury and exhaustion to reach the Shanghai Masters quarterfinals, beating Spain's Joan Munar in three sets. Meanwhile, world number two Iga Świątek cruised into the third rounds of the Wuhan Open, beating Marie Buskova 6-1, 6-1. On a scorching day that saw both Emma Raducanu and Yelena Ostapenko retire, Świątek urged organisers to better protect players from extreme heat. And in football, Lyon opened their Women's Champions League campaign with a 2-1 win over Arsenal. Barcelona crushed Bayern Munich 7-1. With Alexia Putellas and Salma Parulello among the scorers. Juventus edged Benfica 2-1, while Paris drew 2-2 with Leuven. The new group stage format sees only the top four go straight to the quarterfinals. The autumnal morning fog will give way to cloudy skies today, but we'll see no rain. You may even be able to spot the sun at some points throughout the day. In terms of temperatures, the morning starts off at around 9 to 11 degrees, then rises to a maximum of 16 degrees.